Recipes. Recipes this month were provided by the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. Artichoke Spinach Dip by Audra Kramer. Audra has been the treasurer of the Lincoln chapter for 20 years now. She is employed by the Nebraska Department of Labor as a statistical clerk. She lives in Lincoln. Ingredients. 1 14-ounce can artichoke hearts, drained and finely chopped. 1 10-ounce package frozen chopped spinach, thawed and drained. 1 and 1/2 cups of Parmesan cheese. 1 and 1/2 cups shredded Monterey Jack cheese, divided. 4 ounces cream cheese, softened. 2/3 cup sour cream. 1/3 cup mayonnaise. 2 garlic cloves, finely minced. Paprika, to taste, optional. Method. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Press the excess moisture from the spinach. Combine the artichokes, spinach, 1 and 1/4 cups of Parmesan cheese, 1 and 1/4 cups of Monterey Jack cheese, cream cheese, sour cream, mayonnaise, and garlic in a bowl and mix well. Spoon the artichoke mixture into a 1 and 1/2 quart baking dish. Sprinkle the remaining Monterey Jack and Parmesan cheeses on top, and then sprinkle with paprika if desired. Bake for 30 minutes. Serve warm with tortilla or pita chips, crackers, or vegetables. Napa Salad by Christine Boone. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Christine Boone. Christine has been a longtime active leader in the Federation. She currently serves as the NFB of Nebraska Legislative Chair. Ingredients: 1 head Napa cabbage. I have used regular cabbage in a pinch, but Napa is a lovely green color and much fluffier than ordinary cabbage, so it's great if you can get it. 1 bunch green onions, 1/4 cup butter, 1/2 cup sliced almonds, 1 package ramen noodles without the sauce packet, 3 tablespoons sesame seeds, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/4 cup tarragon vinegar. You can substitute 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar plus 1/2 teaspoon tarragon leaves, 3/4 cup olive oil, 2 to 3 tablespoons soy sauce. Method. You will need a very large bowl, a small saucepan, and a 9 by 13 inch glass pan or similarly sized dish. You will begin by making the topping and then the dressing, as both will need to cool before use. In a small bowl, combine the sliced almonds, ramen noodles crunched very fine, and the sesame seeds. Melt the butter in a heavy saucepan, being sure not to let it get too brown. Add the nut and noodle mixture and brown in butter for about 5 minutes. You will want to stir constantly, and it will smell wonderfully toasty when brown. Return the toasted mixture to the bowl and set aside to cool. In the same saucepan, combine sugar, vinegar, tarragon, oil, and soy sauce. Stir to dissolve the sugar and heat to boiling. Let boil for about 2 minutes, remove from heat, and set aside to cool. Shred the cabbage by hand or chop with a good knife and place in a large bowl. Slice the green onions, being sure to remove any limp ends, and combine with the cabbage. Mix these greens well. Coat the greens with cooled sauce and place in the 9 by 13 pan. Then stir in about half the nut and noodle mixture. Refrigerate for 2 hours before serving. You can retain the rest of the nut and noodle mixture to use on your next salad, or if your family is like mine, you will want to add it as a topping immediately before serving this salad. Red Hots Applesauce Salad by Nancy Altman. Nancy Altman has been a longtime Federation leader in Nebraska. She has served on the Board of Directors in years past and currently is a member of the Board of Directors for our Senior Division. She has won numerous ribbons and awards for her cooking throughout the state and can always be counted on to bring delicious items that bring us lots of money during our auction held at our annual convention. She says about this recipe, "My family has been making this recipe since I was a little girl many, many years ago, and it is still a favorite of mine." Ingredients: 1 large package of cherry Jell-O, 2 cups boiling water, 1 package Red Hots cinnamon candies, 1 24-ounce jar of applesauce. Topping: 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, 1/2 cup mayonnaise, 1/2 cup sour cream, 3/4 cup coarsely chopped celery, 3/4 cup coarsely chopped nuts. Generally, I use pecans, but other nuts work. Method: In a large kettle, bring water to a boil. Add the boiling water to Red Hots, and over low to medium heat, continue stirring until candy has dissolved. Turn off heat, add Jell-O, and stir until Jell-O is dissolved. Add the applesauce. Pour into a 9 by 13 inch glass pan, place in refrigerator to let the mixture set up totally. Note: The applesauce takes the place of the usually added cold water. Beat cream cheese until smooth. then beat in mayonnaise and add sour cream. Stir in celery and nuts. Spread mixture over Jell-O mixture and refrigerate until ready to serve. Italian Sausage Soup by Christine Boone. Christine says, I love this recipe because it is so easy and makes a wonderful big potful. It tastes like you worked all day. Ingredients: 2 pounds sweet or mild Italian sausage, 3 carrots peeled and chopped, 1 small onion peeled and chopped, 3 cloves garlic peeled and chopped, 2 quarts chicken stock, 2 14.5-ounce cans diced tomatoes with Italian seasoning, 2 14.5-ounce cannellini beans, white kidney beans, 1½ tablespoons basil, 1 cup small shell pasta. Method: brown the sausage in a frying pan, drain, and place in a large soup pot. Add carrot, onion, garlic, tomatoes, beans, and broth and bring to a boil. Add the basil and simmer for about 30 minutes. Add small shell pasta and continue boiling gently until the pasta is tender, about 15 minutes. Serve with crusty Italian bread and salad for an elegant meal. Birak Runza Casserole by Deb and Jeff Altman. There is a photo on the page and the caption, Deb and Jeff Altman. Jeff serves as the first vice president of the Nebraska affiliate. He teaches travel at the Nebraska Center for the Blind and serves on the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. He lives with his wife, Deb, in Lincoln. Ingredients: 1 pound hamburger, 2 cups shredded cabbage, 1/4 cup chopped onion, 1 can cream of celery soup, 2 tubes Pillsbury dough sheets, 3/4 cup shredded cheddar cheese, 3/4 cup shredded mozzarella cheese. Method: brown hamburger, drain, add cabbage and onions. Simmer for 10 minutes to cook cabbage down. Add cream of celery soup, mix well. Place one dough sheet in the bottom of a 9x13-inch pan to form bottom crust. Spread the hamburger mixture on top of the dough sheet. Sprinkle the cheese over the hamburger mixture. Place the second dough sheet on top of the hamburger and cheese mixture to form top crust. Bake at 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes or until crust is brown. Note: you can also make this with Colby Jack, Swiss, or any other cheese you prefer. Crescent rolls may be used for the crust instead of the dough sheets. Just unroll the crescents, but do not separate them. Taco Soup, Fritos Pies, by Mike Hansen. Mike is the second vice president of the Nebraska affiliate and also serves as our webmaster. He is employed by the University of Nebraska in the telecommunications department. He lives with his wife and daughter in Lincoln. The soup is a family favorite. Ingredients: 2 pounds hamburger, 2 cans Rotel, 2 cans stewed tomatoes, 2 cans pinto beans, 2 cans chili without beans, 1 large block Velveeta cheese, 2 bags Fritos corn chips. Method: brown hamburger and drain. Drain Rotel, tomatoes, and beans. In a crock pot, combine hamburger, Rotel, tomatoes, beans, and chili. Cut cheese into small chunks for easier melting. Add into crock pot. Cook on high, stirring occasionally until cheese is completely melted. To serve, put a handful of Fritos in a bowl and ladle some taco soup on top. Pork Wellington by Brian Baldwin. Brian served as the president of the Nebraska Association of Blind Students and NFB Newsline coordinator until he was recently hired to work as an orientation and mobility instructor with the Colorado Center for the Blind. He and his wife Steph, a leader in our movement in her own right, are making the move from Lincoln to Denver. Ingredients: 1 egg, 1 tablespoon water, 1 pork tenderloin, 1 pack of prosciutto, 1 ounce dried apples, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 teaspoon fresh thyme, 1 teaspoon all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon mustard seed, 1 sheet of fully thawed puff pastry. Method: put oven rack in upper third of oven and preheat oven to 400 degrees. Whisk 1 egg and 1 tablespoon water and set aside. Cut pork tenderloin long ways down the center and flip one the opposite way so the thickness of the ends match. Lay out the prosciutto on top of parchment paper, overlapping each piece until they are the length of the pork tenderloin. Make sure to overlap the long sides of the prosciutto. Sprinkle the salt, pepper, and thyme over the prosciutto. Place pork tenderloin pieces together in the center of the prosciutto. Place the dried apples in a food processor and blend until they are medium diced. Then place in between the tenderloin slices and push them together. Using the parchment paper to help, roll the prosciutto and tenderloin into a meat roll of sorts. Sprinkle flour on a flat surface and roll out the thawed puff pastry to 12 by 14 inches. Sprinkle mustard seeds across the center of the puff pastry and place the meat roll on top of that in the center. Fold over the puff pastry and roll. Pinch the ends and tuck them. Brush the whole pastry with the egg wash. Place on parchment paper lined baking sheet and bake for 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool for 10 minutes. Cowboy Dinner by Bridget Kooning Polpeter. Bridget is the president of the Omaha chapter and also serves on the board of directors for the state affiliate. She and her husband live in Omaha with their two energetic young boys. Her recipe makes 6 to 8 servings, and while it is a vegan recipe, you can substitute animal-based products instead where desired. Ingredients: beef mixture, 2 pounds Gardein meatless crumble, 1 medium yellow onion diced, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1 cup frozen corn kernels, 8 ounces plant-based sour cream, 1 1/2 cups salsa, jarred or homemade, 1 can 15 ounce black beans rinsed and drained, 1 cup Daiya non-dairy cheddar cheese shredded, cornbread topping, 1/2 cup cornmeal, 1 1/2 cups flour, 1/3 cup sugar, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/3 cup coconut or avocado oil, 2 tablespoons chia seeds mixed in 6 tablespoons water, 1 1/4 cups almond milk or plant-based milk of choice. Method: preheat the oven to 375. Lately grease a 9x13-inch pan and set aside. In a large 12-inch skillet, cook the onion, adding the salt and pepper, over medium-high heat for about 2 minutes. Add the ground crumble and cook an additional 3 to 4 minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in the corn, salsa, and beans. Pour the mixture into the prepared 9x13-inch baking pan and set aside. For the cornbread, combine the cornmeal, flour, sugar, baking powder, and salt in a medium bowl. Make a well in the center and add the oil, combined chia seeds and water and milk. Whisk together until just moistened and no dry spots remain. Sprinkle the cheese over the crumble mixture and pour the cornbread batter over the cheese and crumble mixture. Gently spread the cornbread to the edges of the pan, evening it out over the top of the casserole. Bake for 40 to 45 minutes until the edges are bubbly and a toothpick inserted into the center of the cornbread comes out clean or with a few moist crumbs. Let the casserole stand for 10 minutes before serving. Spinach and Mushroom Lasagna with Creamy Butter Garlic Sauce by Kimberly Sherbarth. Kimberly currently serves as the president of the at-large chapter and a member of the affiliate board of directors. In addition, she is an active participant in the Nebraska Career Mentoring Program and the new Nebraska NFB Newsline Coordinator. She says that this recipe has become a Christmas tradition for her family. Ingredients: 1/2 cup butter, 2 to 3 tablespoons minced garlic, 1 1/2 cups half and half, 1 cup shredded fresh Parmesan cheese, salt and white pepper to taste, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 12 ounces part skim ricotta cheese, 10 ounces spinach, if frozen, thaw and drain completely. 2 cups chopped mushrooms, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 2 1/2 cups cooked and shredded chicken, 2 cups shredded mozzarella cheese, 16 ounces uncooked lasagna noodles. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a medium saucepan, melt butter on medium-low heat. Add garlic and simmer 1 to 2 minutes. Whisk in half and half and Parmesan cheese. Heat to a simmer about 3 to 5 minutes on medium-low heat until bubbly and smooth. Whisk in oregano, salt, and pepper. Remove from heat. Stir in ricotta. In a greased lasagna pan, spread a thin layer of sauce. Set aside. Add spinach, mushrooms, onion, and shredded chicken to remaining sauce in saucepan. Stir well. Spread a layer of chicken, vegetables, and sauce mixture over lasagna noodles. Sprinkle 1/3 of the mozzarella cheese over this layer. Add another layer of uncooked noodles, sauce mixture, and mozzarella. Repeat for the third layer. Cover lasagna with aluminum foil, being careful to keep the foil from touching the top of the lasagna. I make a foil tent so that the cheese does not stick to the foil. Bake covered for 45 minutes. Remove from the oven and increase oven temperature to 375 degrees. Remove foil and return to oven for 15 to 20 minutes or until cheese is toasted and browned. Remove from oven and let it rest for 10 minutes before cutting the lasagna. Peanut Butter Dessert by Amy Burrish. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Amy Burrish. Amy is a member of the National Board of Directors and the president of the Nebraska affiliate. She lives in Lincoln with her husband, Shane, a Federation leader in his own right, and their children, Noah and Sarah. First layer, 1 1/2 cups graham cracker crumbs, 1/2 cup brown sugar, 1/2 cup crunchy peanut butter, 1/4 cup melted butter. Mix all ingredients together and press into a 13x9-inch pan. Chill. Second layer, 1 8-ounce packaged cream cheese, 1 cup powdered sugar, 1/2 cup crunchy peanut butter, 1 cup Cool Whip. Mix cream cheese, sugar, and peanut butter together. Mix in the Cool Whip. Pour this over the mixture in the bottom of the pan. Chill. Third layer, 2 3-ounce packages instant chocolate pudding, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 3 cups milk. Mix all ingredients together and pour over the second layer. Chill. Fourth layer, 3 cups Cool Whip, 1/2 cup salted peanuts. Top with the Cool Whip, sprinkle nuts over all. Chill. Revel Bars by Nancy Altman. Nancy says about this recipe, "It is a bit more complicated than some recipes, but in my opinion, it is worth the effort for the delicious fudgy center. The filling on its own also makes the best hot fudge ice cream topping ever." Ingredients: 1 cup butter or margarine, softened, 2 cups brown sugar, packed, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 2 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon salt, 3 cups quick cooking oatmeal. Filling: 1 15-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 1 12-ounce package, 2 cups semi-sweet chocolate pieces, 2 tablespoons butter or margarine, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 1 cup chopped walnuts. Note: things have changed a bit for this recipe. Sweetened condensed milk is now a 14.5-ounce can, and most chocolate chips come in an 11-ounce package. The canned sweetened condensed milk still works fine, but make sure you use 2 cups of chocolate chips. Method: in large mixing bowl, cream together butter or margarine and brown sugar. Beat in eggs and vanilla. Mix together flour, soda, and salt in a large bowl. Stir in oats. Mix dry ingredients into creamed mixture until blended. Pat 2/3 of mixture into greased 10x15-inch jelly roll pan. Set aside remaining dough. In heavy saucepan over low heat, melt together sweetened condensed milk, chocolate pieces, butter or margarine, and salt, stirring until smooth. Stir in vanilla and nuts. Note: you can melt milk and chocolate pieces together in microwave if you would prefer. Spread chocolate mixture over dough. Dot with remaining oat mixture. Remaining dough will not totally cover the chocolate mixture. As stated, dot dough over chocolate and use fingers to spread it out a bit, but it still will not totally cover chocolate, which is okay. Bake 25 to 30 minutes at 350 degrees. Cool, then cut into 2-inch by 1-inch bars. Yields about 75 bars.